Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio, Papageno's Tri-State Forecast. Cloudy, humid showers and thunderstorms today around 80. Tomorrow, hazy, humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms around 80. Friday and Saturday, more of the same. Cloudy, humid, more showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the mid-80s. We'll check the details on our Tri-State Forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Out of North Canaan for their outstanding contribution to the community, two women were awarded the Rose Amanda Freeman Award by the Canaan Northwest Lions Club. A dinner and program were held Thursday at the Pilgrim House, where Betty Kowalski and Gladys Wilcox were honored. Freeman was the wife of Melvin Jones, founder of the Lions Club in 1917 in Chicago as a non-political service organization. She did lots of work to help her husband behind the scenes, and the award recipients reflect Freeman's selfless service. Ed Fenton, the Lions District Governor of 23B, which covers Litchfield and Hartford counties and has 53 clubs and 1,750 members, was there to present the awards, praising the Canaan group for developing the Bonnie Box project, which his local group in East Hartford has emulated. Well, the New York State Fair is on the horizon. What are the COVID-19 rules? Well, it opens Friday. Capacity with various COVID-19 restrictions potentially drawing hundreds of thousands of people to the Syracuse area as the coronavirus cases surge. After a hiatus last year, the 2021 fair is scheduled to run through Monday, September 6th, featuring hundreds of food and entertainment vendors, more than 70 concert performers. But mounting concerns about the highly contagious Delta variant has prompted some 11th-hour changes to plans for the fair, including Onondaga County Executive Ryan McCann last week announcing an indoor mask mandate for all fair buildings, regardless of vaccination status. Further, the list of other COVID-19 safety precautions includes cashless ticket sales and parking fees to limit close contact, as well as vaccination and testing sites available for patrons and fair workers. In addition to the fair's new universal indoor mask mandate for ages 2 and above, it'll follow state guidance requiring unvaccinated people to wear masks in all public places, despite the rule historically relying on the honor system. In Massachusetts, the Tri-Health is seeking to unify a stand on masking guidance. In Stockbridge, the town's Board of Health supports indoor masking against transmission of COVID-19, but they're leery of imposing a mandate, deeming it unenforceable. At its meeting on Monday, the board's president, Dr. Charles Kennedy, suggested strongly favored actions by the Tri-Town Health Department in Lee, rather than advisories separately issued by individual health boards of Stockbridge, Lee, and Lenox. The Lenox Board of Health has scheduled its own public meeting on Zoom at 1 o'clock for tomorrow. Tri-Town Health Executive Director James Willis said he would seek to organize a joint meeting of the three boards' nine members for the final week in this month. It was announced yesterday that Governor Ned Lamont plans to continue to require students, staff, and visitors to mask up in schools to start the school year, telling reporters that he believes it's a necessity and a precaution against the spread of COVID-19. The State Department of Public Health has mandated that all people, regardless of vaccination status, wear masks or cloth face coverings inside public and private schools based on the governor's emergency powers. Connecticut's positive test rate has now grown to 4.25%, and hospitalizations are the highest level in Connecticut since May the 5th. And Dutchess schools that have announced reopening plans are now requiring masks. Parents seeking to send their children to school this fall without masks have been a vocal presence at school board meetings in Dutchess County. Parents who want to maintain masks amid rising COVID-19 infection rates throughout the county and state have been less visible, but school leaders say they, too, encompass a sizable population and have been heard. Preventing learning interruptions as an option for remote learning has been scaled back or removed in some districts and has been a guiding principle and one reason why masks will be returning at most, if not all, Dutchess districts this fall. All nine county districts that have released fall reopening safety plans have mandated that masks while indoors for the start of the year, though district leaders note that it's subject to change if COVID infection rates improve. Berkshire Community College has adopted an indoor masking rule that starts today. The college said yesterday it's acting on guidelines from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Also, the college announced that all faculty members and staff and students in the healthcare fields who will be working or learning long-term care facilities must be vaccinated fully by October 10th. Those settings include skilled nursing facilities and the state's two soldiers' homes. Governor Charlie Baker issued an executive order to that effect. In Cornwall, Board of Education meeting via Zoom. In Sharon, the Transfer Station Advisory Committee, TRAC, has a meeting at 5 p.m. Conservation Commission at 6:30. Regional Middle School Athletics and Activities Commission meeting, comprised of town representation from Cornwall, Canaan, Kent, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Region 1 School District Free Vaccination Clinic is returning August 19th from 3 till 7 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Free COVID-19 vaccinations. Walk-ins welcome. No appointment required. Individuals age 12 plus are welcome. The Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are available as options. Bring a health insurance card and photo ID if you have them, but it's not necessary to have health insurance or ID to receive the vaccine. No one will be turned away for the lack of insurance or ID. Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues on Thursday evening at the VFW in North Canaan, performing this week Weebo and Friends. The Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals in Millerton, New York, will hold a meeting at the Northeast Town Hall, 19 North Maple Avenue, on Thursday. That meeting is at 7:30, and then at 8 o'clock, a public hearing will be held on an application of the Brooklyn Zen Center. On Friday on the Green in Norfolk, the summer events continue on the Green. Coming up this Friday, Garden Contest plus Lawn Games with the Boutel PTO. The 50th anniversary of the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance, where you can meet your hometown heroes, will be held on August 21st from 11 till 3 at Trotta Field. The public is invited to attend. The Northeast Millerton Library used book sale room located at the Library Annex at 28th Century Boulevard is open on Saturdays throughout the summer from 10 to 1. The sale room will continue to be open at the hours through the summer. More information or donating materials or volunteering, you can call 518-789-3340. The Hillsdale Concert Series brings singer-songwriters to the town's Hamlet Park on Saturdays in between 4 and 7 through October the 3rd. Concerts run from 5 till 7 p.m. The park opens for guests at 4 p.m. Admission is free. Donations are always welcome. Refreshments are available for purchase at the park, provided by Hillsdale's Rojan Brewing Company, Little Apple Cidery, Bacon's Pizza, and Mama Lowe's Barbecue. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Instagram and Facebook, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 35,343.28, the NASDAQ at 14,656.18, and the S&P 500 4448.08. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.